You're listening to SBS News.
Italian-Australian football fans in Melbourne are celebrating like it is the 2006 World Cup all over again. This time they're celebrating another major tournament victory, champions of the delayed Euro 2020 championship.
Ciao mamma! I love Italy! I love Italy! I love Italy!
There's a gun! Go Italy!
Come on!
The thrilling final had fans on the edge of every seat in every cafe and restaurant along Melbourne's popular Lygon Street. This pocket of the city's food precinct, affectionately known as Melbourne's Little Italy, exploded with joy, noise and colour. This was the moment that members of the Italian diaspora in Melbourne witnessed history, seeing their football heroes win the title following an epic penalty shootout. The match itself played out a script that could not be written, filled with drama. The night started so well for England at Wembley Stadium, with Englishman Luke Shaw scoring the fastest goal in a Euro final at the 1 minute and 56 second mark.
Looking for a fantastic start here, Shaw!
The scoreline was 1-0 heading into half-time. In the second half, Italy's Leonardo Bonucci equalised from a set-piece corner.
And swing it. Bonucci on the move. Fizzed in low, a flick on. And it's forfeit in the end from very close range by Leo Bonucci, and Italy are level. There have been signs. And England couldn't cope with a set-piece. And the veteran defender has made it Italy 1, England 1 at Wembley.
1-1 the final score after regular time. Neither team could deliver the breakthrough goal in extra time, so this tense final went to a penalty shootout. And this is how it played out.
Jordan Pickford is the goalkeeper. Berardi, he's got a powerful left foot and he uses it well. And Italy needs 1-0. McCain takes the responsibility of going first. Here goes Harry Kane, and the power does the job, and it's 1-1 from the captain. Belotti with, because Belotti does, and Jordan Pickford wins that battle. Next up is Harry, number two. Maguire, this to put England into the lead. Gosh, there's no stopping that. Bonucci steps up, here goes Bonucci, a little shuffle, and it works. Got height. It's 2-2, but England have got the extra kick. Substitute Marcus Rashford. This to keep the edge with England. A stutter. Oh, he's missed it. Too much deliberation. And they're back on an even keel, these two sides, yet again. It's Federico Bernardeschi. Bernardeschi scores. But Jadon Sancho. Oh, but not cool enough. Saved by Donnarumma, and Italy are almost there. Jorginho again. It is on the line here. One of the best penalty takers in the modern game for Italy. And it's saved by Pickford. England are still alive in the final. Saka still has to score, of course. Pressure on a 19-year-old. And now European champions for only the second time, 53 years after the first. A long wait is over for the Azzurri, but not for England.
Italian goalkeeper Gianluigi Donnarumma, the hero, making a winning save to deliver Italy its first European championship title since 1968. He has been named the competition's most outstanding player. Celebrations across Italy and capital city Rome will be going on for days.
It's incredible. It's incredible. You can't feel better than this. It's amazing. We won the final. We're champions of the world after all of these years of COVID, finally.
I'm so happy. We are the Euro champions. I'm going to celebrate all night. I'm going to celebrate all night.
For England, heartbreak on home soil.
I feel lost. I feel heart-wrenched. And I feel like, what do we That was meant to lift us up, and now we're back in the dumps. I thought we were coming home, 100%, and now we didn't. And now what? What have we got?
Penalties, come on, ma'am. That's sad. That's just sad. We should have won, but...
The English Football Association has condemned racist abuse aimed at England players Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho and Bukayo Saka after the match. It has been reported to the Metropolitan Police, who say they have opened an investigation into the matter. The association says it will support the affected players and urge the toughest punishments possible for anyone responsible. For football fans looking forward to future tournaments to support their countries, attention now turns to the Tokyo Olympic Games, which starts later this month, and next year's Qatar World Cup. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.